Writers work with words and voices as painters work with colors. An important point here is the misconception that a writer creates in a vacuum using only his very own words. Was he blind, deaf, and illiterate from birth? A writer does not own words any more than a painter owns colors. So let's dispense with this originality fetish. Is a painter committing plagiarism if he paints a mountain or a landscape that other painters have painted? Writers work with words and voices, and where do these words and voices come from? Well, they come from many sources. Conversations heard and overheard. Movies, television, radio broadcasts, newspapers, magazines, yes, and other writers. A phrase comes into the writer's mind from an old Western story in a pulp magazine. He read years ago, can't remember where or when. Here's an example. He looked at her trying to read her mind, but her eyes were old, unbluffed, unreadable. Well, there's a phrase that I lifted. All writers are plagiarists, steal anything in sight. Or perhaps a phrase comes to the writer and he doesn't even remember that he read it somewhere or heard it somewhere. As I said in the last class, the county clerk sequence in Naked Lunch derived from contact with a county clerk in Cold Spring, Texas, and was in fact an elaboration of his monologue, which seemed to me just boring at the time, since I didn't know yet that I was a writer.